We're gonna do Afro-Cuban 6'8". So, first of all, it's gonna heighten your sense of rhythmic coordination. And lots of styles in modern music that aren't African or Afro-Cuban, that aren't directly African or Afro-Cuban music, are still heavily influenced by it. When you have the blues, for example, that's in 12/8 typically. If it's slow, it's 1-2-3-2-2-3-3-2-3-4-2-3, which is of course 12. And it's very downbeat heavy. 2-3-4. And so what do you do with that rhythmically? You play all the triplets or some of them, like 1-2-3-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that's about it, right? What else can you do? You can, if you have the freedom and flexibility to do Afro-Cuban 6/8, it might be something like this. Here's a metronome on 4/4, and so I started to get into some of the African 6/8 there. It's not just for soloing, it's for comping too. If you could comp instead of all downs. And I'm just taking blues as an example. There's many other examples. Gospel, in pop, and all kinds of things where the music is heavily triplet based. And whenever that happens, you have the ability to think in the four stream or the three stream. In other words, the comping, instead of, you could comp like this. Play like that in real life. Probably you double it up. Now, I'm not saying you're going to play like that on a blues, but having that kind of rhythmic flexibility goes a long way. I wish I could get another example that's more in the pop realm. That tempo was slow. And it's hard. I either had to do it super slow or double it up. So maybe that wasn't the best example. Let's just choose a medium tempo, like 150. And if it's so there's still, it's still 12/8. Everyone thinks of it as just a shuffle, like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-2-2-3-2-2-3-4-2-3. But we don't think of that, the subdivisions. But by accessing the subdivisions, you have the ability to cross rhythm, to make cross rhythms. Like, that's the basic feel. Take it out of the blues. What if it was just a regular country? All right, and then that could be influencing your soloing too. So it gives you a versatility. They were triplet. So somebody asked me what type of notes were those. They're actually eighth note triplets. Three eighth note triplets equals one beat. right?
Yeah.